Well, after my adventures out there on the Pacific coast, I went east. I met a young woman by the name of Olivia Langdon. She was 22 and slender and girlish and beautiful. She was both girl and woman. And 2 years later, we were married. And she reformed me for a while. Then I reformed her. Well, during the first 2 decades of our marriage, we lived in Hartford, which, as you know, is a city whose fame as an insurance center has spread to all parts of the world. As a matter of fact, we citizens of Hartford have the reputation of being a triple band of brothers, working sweetly hand in hand. First, there's the Colt Arms Company, making the destruction of our race easy and convenient. Secondly, there's our life insurance companies paying for the victims when they pass away. And thirdly, there's our fire insurance comrades taking care of them after they're gone. Well, after I'd become sufficiently notorious up there in Hartford, I was made a director in one of those accident insurance companies, and I want to tell you, it gave me a whole new outlook on accidents. Why, I was at a fire, and I happened to recognize an elderly client of ours leaning out of a four-story window, yelling for help. Well, everybody in the crowd looked up, but nobody did anything. Nobody had any presence of mind but me. I came to the rescue. I yelled for a rope. When it came, I took one end of it and threw it up to the old man. He caught it, and I told him to tie it around his waist. He did so, and I pulled him down. No, there's nothing more beneficial than accident insurance. I've known of whole families to be lifted right out of poverty. I've had people come to me on crutches with tears in their eyes to bless this beneficent institution. And in all my experience of life, I've never seen anything so seraphic as the look which comes into a freshly mutilated man's face. When he feels in his vest pocket with his remaining hand. And finds his accident ticket safe and sound. Why, we had some of the most unusual cases come into that charity. There was one poor fellow by the name of Wheeler who worked in a carpet factory. Well, one day Wheeler was meditating and dreaming around in the carpet factory, and the machinery made a snatch at him. And the first thing you know, Wheeler was meandering all over the factory. Going faster, well, you couldn't even see him. You'd only hear him whiz when he went. Well, Wheeler got wove up. Into 39 yards of the best three-ply carpeting. His widow was sorry. She was uncommonly sorry, and she did the best she could for him under the circumstances, which were unusual. She took the whole piece. And she wanted to give him proper and honorable burial, but she couldn't bear to roll him up. So she took and spread him out full length. Said she wouldn't have it any other way. She wanted to buy a tunnel for him. But there weren't any tunnels for sale. So she boxed him in a beautiful box and stood him on a pedestal on a hill. And she painted on him to the loving memory of 39 yards of the best three-ply carpeting, containing the mortal remains of Millington G. Wheeler. Go thou and do likewise. Well, as a matter of fact, I had an uncle. Got himself killed in somewhat the same way once, and it was just awful. Poor man, he never had an insurance, and he was always sorry about it afterwards. Why, it was on the 4th of July, and this uncle of mine, full of patriotism, opened his mouth to hurrah, and a rocket went right down his throat. Before he could ask for a drink of water to quench the thing, it blew up and scattered him all over. Well, you know, a man can't have an experience like that and be entirely cheerful the rest of his life. There was just one other case. It was a testimonial about a poor fellow who went to visit a dentist, a certain Dr. Tushmaker, to have his tooth out. Well, the dentist pulled and the tooth wouldn't come, but the patient's right leg came up. Dentist said, "What are you doing that for?" Patient says, "Because I can't help it." Dentist said, "You come back at the end of the week, I'll take care of you." Well, during the week, the dentist invented an instrument combining the properties of the screw, the lever, the wedge, the hammer, and the inclined plane. Patient came back and sat in the chair. One turn of the crank and out came the tooth. Its roots were hooked under the patient's right big toe. Then his whole skeleton was extracted. They had to send him home in a pillowcase. I'm going to declare a short rest period now. It's a terrible death to be talked to death. So I pause every now and again to allow some people to escape, and this is your first opportunity.